Alrighty. This is Friday night, and we're just rejoicing with Hebrews chapter 11. Verses 24. Notice it's by faith that Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as a son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. Now notice, Moses was in the palace with all the pleasures of sin being available to him for 40 years. Verse 26. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. Do you and I look ahead to our reward?
We should.
We should, and sometimes we do. 27. By faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. I love this part. Who's the invisible one that he saw? The Lord. What if he didn't have the vision?
He would have been fearful to do it.
Yeah. And he might have gone back to the sins of Pharaoh. So, again, who is the one that invested into Moses? Was it Moses investing in himself?
No, it was the Lord.
All right. Is it any different for us today?
No.
Who's invested in us that our families think we're nuts?
The Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry, but
they do.
They really think we have lost our marbles.
Correct.
Everybody else celebrates Passover in the European nations, but not in the United States of America. Why can't you do Easter like everybody else? Well, I'm not interested in serving Ishtar. I did that for how many years? And I'll tell you, if it wouldn't have been for God showing me the invisible, I would still be where my wife is. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just, you know, giving you truth. Why, Mary, did you leave? Who pushed your buttons?
Well, the Holy Spirit, but Pete did.
Yeah, so he used Pete. I like it. Okay. 28. By faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. He did it while? By faith. When you're pressed to anoint with oil, you do it by
faith.
When you are pressed to take Holy Communion, you take it by
faith.
When you take the bread and you put it in your mouth, you do it by
faith.
29. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. Why? Did they have no faith? That's right. They had no faith. They had zero faith, so they
drowned.
What's different today?
Nothing.
There were some that have no faith, that the Passover is totally unnecessary. And for them, it's unnecessary. Why?
Because they choose to have it be on.
They have no
faith.
Right.
Or knowledge, really.
Or knowledge, correct. But if they were given knowledge, some of them reject it anyway. And they laugh at you. And I'm not trying to be downing the neighbor now. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to identify to you why and how God has created this group. 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets.
Just say the boys. Just say the boys.
The boys, right. who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. Who shut the mouth of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword. Whose weaknesses was turned into strength. So what's your future? Say, my weaknesses.
My weaknesses.
Will turn to strength.
Will turn to strength.
As I continue using my faith.
As I continue using my faith.
How do you like those apples?
They're sweet.
And who became powerful in battle, routed foreign armies, women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. And that's another teaching. Some faced jeers and floggings while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them, but heaven was. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us, there's your corporate body, that's the heavenly and the earthly as one. Yes or no?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
See it clearly? God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. You mean, Kim, that this is those in the heavenlies that are waiting to be perfected to the next level? They're waiting for the ones in the earth? Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Even if it's hard to digest, they're not on their own. They're waiting for us. They're rooting us on. Chapter 12 was not written by the writer. That's addition. Read verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders the sin that so easily hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on ourselves and say, oh, poor me, I'll never be delivered.
No.
Well, that's the comfortable version.
Cut it out.
Not anymore.
Oh, good. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Who is going to perfect it? Not you. He will. Who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, considered him who endured such opposition from sinful man, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. That's a capstone to the message of last night. I could go on and on and on, but the point I'm trying to give you is there's a cost that's involved in sonship. And am I there yet? Only God knows. Are you getting there? Yes, you're in progress. You see the progress of the corporate son? You see the progress of the corporate son in you. So what am I trying to make you aware of? We are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Rejoice about what he's planned for today. And let the Holy Spirit take you higher, because that's his specialty for today.